Every month, 1015 speaks to the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's. It's Parkinson's Awareness Month, so we're going to look at it from a different perspective today. Lisa Canning from Podiatry to You is here with us. Good morning, Lisa, and welcome.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lisa, let's start at the beginning. We do know a little bit about Parkinson's disease, but from your perspective, can you give us a little bit more?
Sure. Well, as you probably know, Parkinson's disease is a movement disorder. It occurs when our brain does not make enough dopamine. And more commonly, this impacts a person's movements and general mood.
So is that fairly common, and who might it usually affect?
Well, you might be surprised to know that around 50 Australians are diagnosed with Parkinson's each day. At any given time, there could be around 150,000 of us living with this condition. Around 20% of those are aged between 20 and 50 years, but usually most people are diagnosed over the age of 65.
Yeah. Now, if I was to have Parkinson's, how can the disease impact my legs and my feet, Lisa?
Yes. Well, the most common signs we see are tremors when people are at rest. They also experience muscle stiffness, slowing of their body movements, and a noticeable change in their posture. We also see some loss of sensation in the patient's feet, various toe and foot deformities. They can also experience pain as associated with that, and even lead to foot ulcerations.
Dear. Lisa, thank you very much for giving us this great information, especially for someone just starting on their Parkinson's journey. Lisa Canning from Podiatry to You, thank you so much for coming in and keeping our community connected.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rosemary.